Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys, check game. I want to talk about some shit. You know, there's going to be a lot of things in here that I'm talking about. Because it's really overall about one thing. And this is about, are you appreciative enough? Do you give thanks? Do you accept that you don't have to be where you're actually at? You can be way lower. See, this usually, at the beginning of the year, is the time I brag on what the new students are showing me. Now, this semester isn't even a week old. And I can see I'm going to have a stellar group. The participants or the enrollees are getting better. These dudes I got now, they want it. And I'm going to provide it. You guys need to realize some things, and you need to be thankful for these things. Being thankful for your goddamn blessings is very important in your life. You know, a lot of us don't receive our blessings because we're not thankful enough for the little things that we have come to take for granted. I mean, things like waking up every morning. I mean, my mom used to tell me this all the time, but I do understand it now, and I hope you get it. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. You do know that, don't you? Something else that's small, like having food to eat or money to buy gas for your car. Or even being healthy. I mean, these are all things that you and I are blessed to fucking have. We have it. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. I'm glad I wake up. I'm glad I can buy gas. And there's a lot of things that I don't normally be thinking about, that I am now thinking about. And I realize that you need to have two or three things that you don't normally think about: the homeless, kids eating, or child cancer. You know, I mean, shit, I fuck with them. I mean, hold on, let me see who this is. Private number, I hope you ain't full of shit. What's
bro,
up?
Bud.
What's happening?
What's up, Rosebud?
Nothing, what's going on with you?
Chilling. I just wanted to ask you a question. How should you deal with somebody that kinda like I guess like insults you indirectly or makes like, you know, like slick comments?
Bro, let me tell you something. In public or in private, if a motherfucker don't say my name or something directly pointing to me, I ain't responding because you ain't talking to me. I ain't guessing what the fuck you saying, and I'm going to guess you saying this to me. If you ain't got the nuts to say it, then I ain't responding. And when you in that situation, and you have to say something. You got to say something like what I just said. Man, fuck you in that. You don't have to say all that, but I'm saying I would say fuck you in that little fucking disguised lug you dropping, man. You know, because if you ain't got enough nerve, I wouldn't even address it like that, to tell you the truth, because then I'm acting like I understood. Some kind of way, depending on the situation, I let the know, Nick, whoever it is, know fuck you and what the fuck you hinting to. Because I ain't going to hint to shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, you didn't hear me say, well, man, I would say fuck you. No, man, fuck you. I ain't hitting. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. I seem to notice, like, it's always the men that are smaller than me, you know? It's never somebody that's my size. You know, it's just a smaller man, they be saying things indirectly or little slick comments, you know?
Yeah, but that could be you. That could be you. That could be you misinterpreting some little motherfucking statement. And you misinterpreted it because you already think a small motherfucker don't say some shit.
Yeah.
So you got to defuse all that, man. You know, I ain't no motherfucker that, you know, be tripping on being 6 feet tall, man, versus you being 5'2". Now, if he takes that as an insult, then you see he's a punk. So you got to quit talking to him. You got to say, well, you know, whatever, back up from him. Because you ain't going to do nothing to get in some kind of altercation. And you ain't trying to do that, man. You trying to avoid all that bullshit. It's too easy to get killed, bro.
For sure.
So I ain't saying be scared. I'm just saying be smart. I ain't backing up from no bullshit, but I know goddamn well I'm not inviting none either. That's me.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, brother.
Right on, man. Good question. Hey, see, so to me, once you realize where you could be in life, otherwise you don't have what you really want. You do have, let's say, a job and an apartment and whatever. You have the bare minimum to you. You need to realize where you really at, because you could be in a totally different situation. Not your fault. No place to stay. No job. I mean, you could be in a fucked up situation. So, what I'm saying is you need to appreciate where you are in your life from time to time. Just take a moment and be thankful for what the fuck you actually have. I pity the motherfuckers who don't fuck with me. I just do, man. I got dope. I got pure dope. My thing is this. A lot of you guys are taking advantage of this dope I got. But I know there's got to be 100 times more of you motherfuckers out there. Not that you just got to buy my shit. But I'm saying you can listen to 40 or 50 of these goddamn videos and put one of the things that I got that I'm telling you in the course, you know, put it together and you can get it right. But you're not going to get the essence of life lived thinking the way I'm trying to get you to see. You can think this way one time because you're thinking about this. But you need to think this way every time about life. And you can't do it unless you believe in yourself. You cannot do it talking that goddamn shit.
Man, I believe in myself. I don't know what the fuck you talking about, man. Ain't no motherfucking punks over here.
Okay. I ain't saying you no punk. But I'm saying for a fact, you don't believe in your motherfucking self because you know how many lies you tell. Any motherfucker that tell lies will have a hard time believing anything they think, because you know you're a liar and you will lie to yourself. That's why you motherfuckers think, oh man, I'm finna do this. And then 7 hours later, you think about, maybe I should go do it now. Man, you motherfuckers ain't real. Man, if I think of it, I'm going to do it. I could fail miserably, but I'm going to do it again. Because what I'm saying is failing is going to show me what I did wrong. And I ain't no failure. So I'm going back at it. I'm thankful that I think like that. What I'm saying is 4 out of every 5 or 6 emails I get, They all are asking when is the next sale. Now, if they pay attention to my videos, I didn't say it many, many, many times. I ain't having no motherfucking no sales. So why would you ask when is there another one? When I've already said I ain't having no more. Even though I've had several since I said I won't have any more. My sales are not something that come because it's time for it. My sales come because something somebody said or something I was talking about on a video or whatever made me think to put whatever on sale. And that's why I say it, woo, woo, woo. But you're not holding me to that unless you get whatever the fuck I'm talking about that day or maybe 1 or 2 days later. Because how the fuck am I supposed to remember what sale you talking about when you talking about a sale that was like 7 videos ago? That's the way you guys roll with me. Paul, is that you, man? I ain't got time to talk about no shit if it ain't about what I'm talking about.
You know it's me, man. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I dare.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about, man. What's up?
Man, you be saying so much words that I can't even find in the damn dictionary, man. I had to call you and ask you. You said, you know, you don't even want to be on the same tier as far as a woman only should be able to understand a woman completely and a man vice versa. What when you say tier, what does that word mean?
Tier, the same tier? Man, come on, man. All you got to do is use your imagination. I don't even want to be on the same tier. I don't want to be on the same level. I don't even want to be on the same thought process. You can put whatever fucking words you want to put in there as long as you bridge that what you saying. I don't want to be on the same level of them motherfuckers because woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, I knew that's what you was talking about, but just me not being able to find that word fucked me up.
Well, that's a street word, man. Till is part, listen, till is part of until. You know, motherfucker be saying, man, I ain't coming over there till I feel like it. You know what that till means. But till used the way you're using it, and, you know, at first, I don't want to be on the same till. That's just using that word till in a street way, but you're meaning how I'm saying, the same level. I don't want to be in the same thought process. I don't want to be in the same space. I don't want to fuck with this motherfucker if that's what you're saying.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got that package today, too.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys, I fucks with this nigga. I buy his fucking creams and all kind of goddamn shit this motherfucker got. That your black ass or your white ass or your Mexican ass or whatever ass, you could be, you know, using this shit. I want my skin feeling good. And evidently, this nature motherfucker, who whatever he called himself, he got all these ingredients and he put them together. And I bought me some more of that shit because I tell you, I don't even use it like I supposed to. And my skin on my feet is way better. Because, you know, I always walk barefoot. I'm coming to leaving outside. So, you know, the skin on my feet was like, you know, and I started taking care of that shit. But it just, you know, when I got a pedicure, that motherfucker shit would last maybe 2 or 3 days. And I start feeling shit on the bottom of my foot again. You know, rub my hand across, you feel little pieces of skin and shit. Nah, I don't want that. This nigga shit work. Oh, Paul. Paul, matter of fact, you still on there. Paul, what, you there?
Yeah.
What's your shit called? Not the shit I'm doing. I'm talking about your business.
It's called bodyissoil.com, like your body is from the soil.
See, there you go. You shouldn't have said that. But body is soil. What I'm saying is your body is where everything grows from in you. Ha! That's what I got from that name. But I'm just saying, body is soil. That's his shit. Bodyissoil.com, right?
That's it.
Yeah, so check that shit out. There's all kind of goddamn shit you can, you know, for your body, for fragrance. Man, matter of fact, nigga, you on the phone, what kind of shit you got?
Man, I got male enhancement stuff for men. I got stuff for women. I got alkaline water. I got full body detoxes, 30-day detoxes, all kind of stuff.
Hey, bodyissoil.com. That's what's up. All right, man. I'll send you my check. I mean, my bill a little later today, bro.
I got you.
You know I ain't sending you no bill, motherfucker. You can't see cracking me up. Good. Hey, man, be cool, Paul. Hey, I have no problem promoting some motherfucker who promotes me. I just don't. You know, you could, if I buy your shit, I'm going to tell you how I like it or not. Just so happened that I don't even know what the fucking name this shit is. It's cocoa butter and a whole bunch of other shit he put together so you can put it on your skin. And you can actually rub it in. But I don't really take that much time every time. But I'm saying you could rub it in, and the shit is bomb, I'm telling you. Make your skin feel real good, like lotion would. The lotion is all greasy and all that fucking shit. You know, this shit, you rub that shit in, it ain't even getting on your clothes. That's just important to me. Any motherfucking way, let me ask you something. Do any of you motherfuckers believe a mature man of my age could be happy with a young-ass motherfucking woman? Do you think that? Now, Paul, you on the motherfucking line already, so I'm using you right now. You there, ain't you, Paul?
Man, that's crazy you asking that, because I wanted to talk to you about that, and my answer is, I want to say yes and no, but I want to say yes, really, because, okay, if you're dealing with a woman, and no matter really what age she is, she got these, if she like you, then she's willing to follow your lead. So whatever it is that you feel as though would make y'all last a longevity, then she's willing to do that, no matter what age she is.
Paul, what you're saying or what you're meaning is right, but what you said is ass backwards, wrong. Okay. If she likes you, blah, 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 she ain't going to do what the fuck it takes to like you. If she likes you and you know that, it's much easier for you to do the things that you know she likes about you. And as you do these things, she's going to like you more. And what you're saying is totally right, but it ain't about the bitch, because the way you said it, it was about the bitch. The way I'm saying it, it's all about how you see. And if you see what's going on, she like you, then you got to do what you've been doing to keep her liking you. And with a lot of, this is something, Paul, I'm going to tell you something about it, it's real. This is something a lot of you motherfuckers don't understand. The way you catch her is the only way you gonna have her. You can't catch her and flip the script after you got her. Or you can't even alter the script. What you can do is play your hand the way you designed it. And if there is a change in that design, while you fucking with the bitch, you got to be letting her know you ain't stuck on something once you say it, you know, because it may be an adjustment needed. Therefore, 2-3 months from now, when she see me adjusting, she ain't going to trip. And if she do, I'm going to tell the bitch, I told you, I ain't stuck. But if you don't think like this, you will never protect yourself like that. Because in the future, when she do trip, didn't I tell you that I could change my mind at the drop of a dime? Yeah, but I didn't. Well, I don't care what you thought. I told you, so don't act like I'm doing something you don't know. The bitch going to shut up because you did tell her, and she going to accept it. Now, if it fails, you got to, deal with that. But the shit ain't going to fail because you're doing what you want to do. Paul, thank you, brother.
You got it.
Hey, let me tell you guys something. You guys are so fucking scary. Now, a motherfucker called up in here to say whatever. Paul on here, and I asked him, and it's funny, he said, because he was thinking about some shit like that. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you this. Even if the bitch was fine as hell, which that shit wouldn't matter to me, ultimately, since I asked, do any of you motherfuckers believe a man my age could be happy or be made happy by a young bitch? Ultimately, a motherfucker like me want a woman who can deal, with the real me, which would take a woman my age. A young bitch can excite me, probably serve it up to me like I want it to be served. But what an old bitch can do that this young bitch could never do is understand the life shit that I be talking about. The shit that really matters to a motherfucker who's been through it all. Now, I ain't gonna dismiss no young bitch who might find herself attracted to me. And I'm not saying a young, fine-ass motherfucker can't attract my attention. I'm just letting her and all of you motherfuckers know I can recognize shit from sugar. So if the little bitch, 631, I see you, man. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, buddy? It's Irvin Mack, man. I just want to say what's happening. It's always love for you, man. I got a lot of love for you. You helped me get through a lot of shit in my life at times, man. And I just want to shout, man.
All right, bro. You shouting out. I'm shouting out to you, too, Irvin Mack. I remember you posting shit when I used to post. So I remember that name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So have a good year, bro.
Yeah, same to you, man. Same to you.
You know it. So what I'm saying is I could just recognize shit from sugar no matter how it's disguised. Otherwise, if it's a young, fine bitch and she's full of shit, I'm going to be able to recognize that shit. And if it's a big, ugly, fat bitch full of sugar, for me, I'm going to recognize that shit too. And if it's an old motherfucker with sugar for me, I'm getting it. Because I don't look at the aesthetics. I look at what's coming out that bitch's mouth and if what she's saying match what she's doing. And if it does, I'm fucking with her if I like what she's saying. I've heard that having young-ass bitches keep you from getting old. I don't believe that shit. I think knowing I could tear the lining out of a young or an old bitch's pussy is what keeps me from tripping about getting old. Now, when I get ready to fuck with some bitch I done been fucking with for a long time, because whether you know it or not, motherfuckers like me go home. Man, some bitch been liking you for the past 45 years want to hook up with you. And you might want to hook up with them. Not want, but you might do hook up with them. What I'm saying is shit. On the way or why you finna do it, this motherfucking bitch might be 63. It, she's as giddy as a 16-year-old. I mean, she's just giggling and shit and just everything. And I'm talking about after 20-plus years to this motherfucking day, whichever one of them bitches, there's three or four of them, whichever one of them that I talk to and hook up with, they cream on me. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't make me more confident when I get to making love to them motherfuckers. When a woman you with, when she see you have a confidence in your ability, that's not an ability to fuck her, the ability to engage her, keep her in rapture. See, when she see you, your confidence and your ability to do that is like unusually bold, it's a fucking turn on for her and you. She could be 18 or she could be 81. She will always be turned on by a motherfucker who knows himself better than she ever could. Now, you might say I'm wrong, but the importance of having the ability to maintain a strong erection and knowledge of a woman, that shit does not lose potency with age. Now, I didn't take some pills on a few. I didn't had to take some pills on a few occasions. But I don't need pills. But what I'm saying is sometimes you just want to do handstands and somersaults and all that kind of goddamn shit in the pussy. Now, I might could do a handstand, but I can't do no backflip and a somersault and all that shit. I run out of energy. Doing the handstand, besides busting that pussy out, once I do the handstand, okay, babe, shit, help me down. Well, it ain't like that, but you know what I'm saying. The ability, or that ability, does not diminish with time, especially with me, but it shouldn't with you either. As a matter of fact, that importance should increase as you get older for you and the goddamn woman. Let me ask you this. When is the best time to show people what you know? I know you guys don't answer this shit. I'll be shaved and all kind of. Oh, 631, you asking another question. What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I'm asking questions today. But I got a question. Do you ever check out more about that rosebud pill I was telling you about?
That what?
Rosebud pill. Now, I was telling you it was a pill out on the market with
your
name on it.
You don't want to tell me about that. I didn't really check it out, but I did look into it, and I saw that they had two little, a yellow package and a green package, rosebud pills. I seen that shit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it was in the liquor store. And, man, ain't nothing I can do about that. I can only go with the promotion. And because it's promoting me. I mean, I could investigate and pay a lawyer a bunch of money to look for that motherfucker. But, man, that motherfucker, nah, man. That's the internet for you, man. That's why you got to be very careful. Motherfuckers buy your shit. And the next thing you know, they done downloaded it on their site, and they send it as another product, but it's your shit. Man, I got a couple of companies that's what they do. They find people that got my shit. And every week they send me 7 or 8 motherfuckers shut down. But look at that, man. That shit's going to keep happening. Let me tell you this, though. I got a, actually, that this happened this morning. I just woke up checking my emails, and the motherfucker hit me from Netflix talking about part two of my Rosebud book. Now, that they like it, blah, 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 for me to get in contact with them. Okay, now, I'm going to definitely do that. But how the fuck did this motherfucker get the book? He didn't.
Yeah.
He went on the internet and downloaded it from some other motherfucker that then put it up there. All kind of shit, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like thousands of motherfuckers doing that with my shit. And dude told me that no matter how many they bring me, is 10 times that still out there. And, you know, the only thing you can do is try to, you know, stop who you can stop. But me, that would have me upset. So the only thing I could do is think of these motherfuckers as all advertising for me, because I don't really do advertising other than these videos. And I've enrolled, you know, so I think them motherfuckers put people up on me. Because the one thing about the shit is when they do sell a motherfucker the shit, they can't ask them no questions because them motherfuckers don't have no answers, which is going to bring them to me. That's how I feel.
True. That's true.
Yeah, but even if that ain't right, that's how I feel. It makes me feel good, not good, but cool, accepting them motherfuckers stealing my shit. Because if I was thinking like that, I couldn't sleep. All right, man, be cool. Hey, Paul, you got a question. I see you got your hand raised. What's up?
Yeah, two things. You had asked a question. You had said, Dan, do you remember what you asked?
Motherfucker. Do I remember what I asked? Come on, man. When is the best time to show people what you know?
Yeah, the best time to show people what you know is when they know that you care.
Check this out. Never show motherfuckers what you know unless you're sure motherfuckers is in the crowd who could recognize what the fuck you saying. Because telling a gang of motherfuckers what you know just because you know it ain't going to do nothing but get you marked as a target. You fucking around and get jacked going to your car. I'm saying all kind of shit goes on in the motherfucking streets, and you better be thinking of all that shit. But when you talking whatever shit, somebody better be there that's going to verify what you're saying. You know it, man, and I, you know, going along with the conversation so you don't stand out like that, bro. That's just why I asked that question. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's crazy how them companies be doing that. The way that I found you, bud, when I had first came to SWU, somebody else had sold your pimp book, your Rosebud Bitter Dose book, the one that you give away for free. They were selling that, and I said, man, this nigga, I knew it was something fishy in the game, so I don't know how I found you. I think I might have Googled your name or something like that. But from
was that a smart idea on your behalf, Brother Paul?
Of course it was.
Hey, man, stay up. Hey, you guys, I got so much fucking shit to talk to you about. I really don't have time, but I'm going to do it. See, as far as that goes, as far as what I'm saying, these things that I'm talking about, the only reason or is what keeps me spending so much of this goddamn abadabra, because someone is always recognizing my realness. I don't give a goddamn if I'm talking to 110 people and only two people really get what I'm saying. You know, I check my emails a lot of times every day, because when I check it, somebody then bought my course, they've been asking how to get it. A lot of times, I feel that I should show what I know every time I open my mouth or put in the paper. But that's only because I know motherfuckers are checking me out. It ain't like I'm just speaking to masses, and some motherfuckers really listen. motherfuckers be checking me out to try to knock my plan. And I just want people to know just how sharp I am. So I do this shit because I'm a selfish bastard. And I get a thrill from sharing my knowledge on life with people. And I'm also a conceited bastard. Because all the things I know cannot be disclaimed. I tell every motherfucker who listens to me, selfishness and conceitedness has been all men's thought process. Everybody thinks crazy about that.
Oh, I ain't gonna be selfish. I ain't gonna be conceited.
Look selfish up. And it'll show you in Webster. Selfish means you think of self-protection. You're not going to do anything that's going to put yourself in danger. You think of yourself first in that case. Now, when could that be stupid or negative? If you go with English, then you got 100 other definitions for selfish. And those are wrong. I mean, not wrong. Those are negative. You don't want to be selfish. But what selfish means, the first definition is what I'm saying. You have to look out for yourself. You have to believe in what the fuck you're thinking. Or else you're going to be led astray by other people's thoughts. I'd rather get ran over by the car because I thought I could take my chance than to take the chance you tell me to take and get ran over. Shit. Fuck that. See, that's what we got to get back as men. I feel rewarded, you know, when I hear from one of my alumni because it emphasizes the truth in what I preach. And those who take me seriously enough to pay for the goddamn course have all validated what I profess to be true. Confidence is in all of us. We're born with it in the form of a dick. Unfortunately, it's been bred out of us to realize we have dicks. You just want to be a person. Just like that woman is a person. She don't have a pussy. The last few generations of men born in the United States have been turned into doormats for women. And all the women do is fucking go shopping with your money on a rainy day. And after she's done shopping, spending your money before she walk in my motherfucking house, your ass lie down in front of the door so she can wipe her feet on your back. Because she know I don't want no goddamn dirt and wet and all that bullshit in my house. And then your stupid ass say, is there anything else you need, baby? I pity the fool who don't get my course. I pity the fool who don't get my course. I try to keep my faith in this abadabba, but the representatives are so weak. They so weak, I get sick when I speak to some of them. Then there's the young men who know that there's a better fucking way than how they're doing it. And they seek guidance. And they get a lot of guidance through my videos because they're serious. And they can hear what's really real in what I'm saying. Oh, fuck. I keep forgetting, man. You motherfuckers call me so seldom. I could let that shit go off. You know, I keep telling you motherfuckers, my videos combined with the course, you're going to be an unstoppable force. I'm talking about, especially for a woman to deal with. Now, check this out. This was this young nigga telling me, hey, Rosebud, it's Young Ramsey. I've been listening to the radio shows, and I got all the confidence course and many of the tools. Man, I do everything you say to do. I don't question shit, and it's crazy because my hoe is turning out to be a real down and dirty bitch. It's funny. Every time I stand up and check her, it brings her closer to me. If not for you, I would have been another wannabe pimp reading books instead of going out and living this shit for real. I'm committed to representing this Avondale just the way you showed a nigga should, properly, and not giving it a black eye. I love you, OG. Now, the nigga got that. This is a pimp nigga. Out there pimping right now. Words can't express my appreciation for shit like this. And yes, he thought I was trying to pimp on his ass too at first. But you see who's pimping now, or you can certainly tell in his words the show ain't me. All I have to say to the nigga is yes, you can express your appreciation, young Ramsey. And you do that by pimping like a mad Russian, just like you do it. You know, I'm retired from the nightlife. So, you know, that would indicate, and rightly so, that I should be ready to actually retire. Not to mention I've had a couple of strokes. But my job ain't done here. The ones that's following the videos I make are asking questions that real motherfuckers ask. I mean, that's real payment for me. Of course, I'd love to have a gang of money, too. Don't get me wrong. But I'll earn that in another way. These streams are very important for the new wave of motherfuckers who want to hear the old true ways. And at that point, it's up to whoever is listening to decide what's fly for them. I'm just glad to have been one of the motherfuckers providing guidance. One of the best things that I received from doing these goddamn videos is I'm seeing dudes on here actually realizing the value of themselves. It's not kicking it with me. The value of the video is not kicking it with me. The real value of the video is being able to explore some of the fucking thoughts you have that I provoke about this Abadabba in the Abadabba Cube. Of course, I cannot make you become sure, but I can shed some light or a different perspective on, you know, becoming sure. And you can take my information and combine it with what you have or what you believe in. Voila, you then created something new. And if it's feasible, it's going to be part of the game. Value is what value provides. If it does not shed new light on something for you, what value is it? For information to be valuable, it has to make you think critically. You guys got to come to the realization. Shit ain't going to change. Oh, shit's going to change. No, shit is not going to change. You got to go out and change it. 337, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Yeah, I've been better. You seem like a guy who would be good at giving advice, so I'm hoping you can give me some if that's all right.
Come on, what's up? What's your question?
My brother, against my wishes, took my son, Howard, to one of these drag story time things.
How old is your
son? And now he is...
How old is your son?
He's 12 years old.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, he just is obsessed with everything drag queens. He's watching these drag queen shows. He's going to these drag shows in person to watch stuff. I'm with him at one of these places right now because he takes a absolute hissy fit if we don't bring him. And he's acting very effeminate. He's walking around. He's all indoctrinated by this now. You know, hi, Bella. Hi, Pebble. Saying hello to all these, you know, these drag queens. I don't know
what
to do.
Okay, what's your question, bro?
What do I do? How do I get him out of this crazy lifestyle?
Bro, he's gay. He want to be gay. Now, telling you, you got to tell him to lead your son out of that shit. Don't take him to...
son is or my brother?
No. You said your brother took your son to one of these drag queen things, right?
Right, but now, forget my brother. Now my son's going to all this stuff. He's watching the shows. He's going to see the live performances. He's walking around saying hello to them. Hi, Bella. Hi, Pebble. You know, all their stupid names. Hey, Mushu.
Yeah, man. It's too late, man, because your brother didn't flip and your brother gay.
But what about my son?
He's about to be gay. You can't force him to do... Man, ain't no way he's not going to be gay. You better just be ready.
Is there any way you could talk to him, man? Because I just pray that's not the case.
Listen, bro. My daughter tripped out, you know. I prayed that wouldn't be the case. But... after several years of that bullshit, she went back. You know, what I'm saying is that could happen with your son. But if he's got gay in him, trying to keep him from it is going to push him to it. It's like telling the kid.
That's
like
why
telling
I've been
the kid that
like,
realized he can reach on top of the shelf and get the damn cookie, but you tell him, man, don't get them cookies.
Right.
You know, he's going to think of everything he possibly can to get them cookies.
Well, that's why I've tried to be supportive. We're at one of these drag shows right now because he wanted to go see it. I don't know if you can hear the music. So I've been trying to be supportive, hoping
man.
That...
Wait. I wouldn't entertain that stuff.
I don't want to push him away so much he wants it.
No, man, I'm saying you don't push him away unless you tell him he can't do it. So I'm
he's
saying
dressing
you gotta,
up like a drag queen too. He's dressed
hey,
up.
Hey, dude, you
got
to take a stance, man. If he dressed up like a drag queen, you got to tell him, man, I ain't going nowhere with you looking like that. But I'm not saying you can't look like that.
Yeah.
If you want to look like that, man, you got to miss me. You know,
is there
any
way I can put him on
shit.
The phone real quick? Because you're talking
to
him, man. I
don't want to talk to your son. You need to talk to him. You got to tell him. Dude.
His name's Howard. Howie. We call him Howie.
Okay, but
we
I'm
call
saying,
him Howie.
Whatever you call him, you got to tell him, man. Do you know what you lead in your life for? Do you want to get poked in your booty? He might say, yeah. Then what you going to do? I'm saying.
Like, what would you say to him exactly if he was here?
I would say, man, look, that shit you're doing is going to lead you to a life of drugs and unhappiness. And if you want to get poked in your booty, you know, then that's what's going to happen. If you want that, I don't want that for you, man. But if that's what you want, I can't stop you because I love you. Do what he does.
Because he always, if he would respond like, oh, I have a feeling of elation. I love this. I have a feeling of elation.
That's because he's not going any further. He's just having these little fun feelings. It is fun to dress up. It is fun to be as the motherfuckers looking crazy like them goddamn transsexuals or transgender or whatever motherfuckers be looking. But it's... that life is past that. He's at the kid stage. The fun, the color, the dudes putting on lipstick. You know, it's just like clowns. It's just, you know, it's like a circus. That's where his mind is. But it ain't a circus. This is a real lifestyle. And when you choose it, you're choosing to kiss dudes, you know, get fucked in the booty. You got to be real.
And I don't know what to do with all this where he walks
bro,
around
I
all
can't
day
keep
saying
telling
hi.
You what to do. I can't keep telling you.
Hi,
I
Bella.
Already...
I mean, what is the names of these drag queens? Hi, Bella. Hi, Pebble. Hi,
okay,
everybody.
Bro. Hey, bro. I got to go, man. I don't want to be talking about this shit. Hey, see, the thing is, yeah, I offer advice. But I'm not going to go through whatever rebuttals. But I would tell my daughters what I told a girl, if you want to be getting pussy while I'm in the room getting some pussy, that's on you. But not how I'm going to have a grandchild with you being like that. Dad, if I want to, I'll get insemination. That ain't going to be my grandchild. That's going to be your kid. My grandchild coming normal. I tell them the truth. Now, she think I'm old and whatever. But I do now, I do know now, at 27, her man and her is cool. Now, I'm not saying I had anything to do with her changing. But her changing show has a lot to do with how I feel. So what I'm saying, you can't make your kid do shit unless you give them both sides of the coin. You can't come from where you coming from. You got to come from the other side, too. Then that motherfucker going to have, you know, thought process at one point. And who knows? She might be like my daughter. But she's not the only one that I know like that. I know several. And they're always very pretty girls that has become gay or whatever. But that's because they sexually confused. They're young. They didn't have their heart broke at 15 or whatever. And they think they don't like dudes no more. They come around. 450, what's happening with you?
Hello.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
I'm listening to your show. I have to tell you, I'm in the drag lifestyle, and I'm not sure why you're knocking it, quite frankly.
I haven't knocked anything. What did I say that was knocking drag life?
You said the child shouldn't be going to these shows and that we have a horrible lifestyle.
Hey, wait, stop. I said the child shouldn't be going to the shows. I didn't say they shouldn't be going to the shows because of one way or another. I'm saying to me, that's very confusing to kids. So if the kid want to be that way, let him grow into it and he will choose to go wherever he want to go. But when that motherfucker is young and really impressionable, it's just like a fucking circus. You motherfuckers be having paint all on your face, looking like girls and shit. That's fun to that little motherfucker. That is
what's wrong with putting paint on your face and having fun?
Nothing's wrong with it if you a fucking gay dude and you want to do that goddamn shit. This dude is a kid. This dude ain't got no perception of what he's really doing. And you motherfuckers act like that ain't the case.
Of course, children are more smarter than you think.
Dude,
and you're
man,
really
get off my
motherfucking
line with that bullshit, man. You ain't got
fuck
nothing else
you,
to say.
You, man. You're a fucking asshole.
I know, because I don't believe in your gay shit, huh?
Exactly. See, now the truth comes out.
Hey,
now
dude,
we see your prejudice.
Dude, I didn't say you couldn't be gay. I said I don't believe in that shit. You gonna tell me I gotta believe in it because you want to be gay?
No one said you'd do anything, but why
well,
you
man, all I'm saying is I don't believe in that goddamn shit. If you believe in it, go be gay. Go be at the gay club. Paint your goddamn face, but don't bring that shit to me because I don't believe in it.
My name is Pebble. First of all, my name is Pebble. You can address me.
You bitch-ass motherfucker.
My name is... And my real name is Walter, and you can call me Walter, too, if you want.
I don't want to call you shit. I'm going to hang up on your bitch-ass. Hey, what I'm saying is don't try to make me choose, because I already know where I'm coming from. I don't give a fuck about no gay-ass motherfucker. But I ain't trying to tell him he can't be gay. I don't give a fuck about them lesbians. But I didn't tell my daughter she could be it. This motherfucker talking bullshit. He don't want to hear the real shit. Fucking real shit. You take a fucking 12-year-old kid to the circus, he might want to be a clown. Why? Because he liked how it made him feel looking at this clown. Man, that fucking gay bastard wouldn't tell his kid to be a clown. He's still on here. 8450. Walter. Is it okay if I call you Walter, or do you want me to call you Pebbles?
I want you to call me Pebble, please.
Okay, man. I ain't mad at you for wanting to be called Pebbles. Pebbles. What I'm saying is, hey, if you
and I want you to say hello to my friend Mooshu, who's also here.
Let me ask the question.
Can you say hi to Mooshu?
Man, I will hang up on your bitch ass if you keep this bullshit up. I want to ask you a question. And if I can, I will. But if I can't because you're a bitch, then I'll hang up on you. Now, which is it?
I will listen to what you have to say. I just wanted
you
to say hi to my friend Moose.
Let me ask you a question then, Pebbles. Your little brother or sister or your niece or whatever and you go to the fucking circus and this motherfucker see a clown. Love this fucking clown. And next thing you know at home, she's dressing up like a fucking clown. She want to go to everything clowns do. And she's telling me she want to be a clown. She want to live her life as a clown. What the fuck would you say? And why don't you be honest?
If she wants to be a clown, she'll be a clown. But she'll probably grow out of it. So what?
Hey, why couldn't I be saying that about this young motherfucker?
Because you weren't saying that. You were saying don't take him there and put your foot down. That's crazy. Boy said he had elation. What's wrong with elation?
Let me tell you something, and then I'm gone. My daughter wanted to do all kind of goddamn gay shit. And I ain't, look, you motherfucker, if you want to be gay, you can be gay. And if you really need a way,
sounds like
I'll
you're really
for.
Angry at your daughter. Sounds like
I'm
you're really
angry
at your daughter and taking
it out
on other
people. And I love each other. I let her know.
I have elation. I'm content.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, this dude. That's why we don't talk to faggots. All the motherfuckers do is want you to believe them. I didn't say you couldn't be a faggot, man. If you want to be gay, be gay. I don't care. It's your life. It's your fucking life. Don't expect me to go for it unless I do. I ain't going for shit because you can explain what you think. Fuck you. And fuck what you think. And any of that gay shit, fuck all that shit. If you want to be gay, be gay. You want to go to the service, go to the motherfucking service. If whatever you want to do as a gay, do it. I don't care. Just don't come around me with that bullshit. I don't see what's so hard to understand or accept about that. Unless you're saying I can't be the way I want to be. But, of course, you can be the way you want to be, you fucking asshole. All you motherfuckers that be talking that gay shit is assholes. 337, what's up with you?
Hi, this is Howie. I'm the boy that goes
oh
to the drag shows.
God,
I don't know why you're being so rude.
Inundated with this. I have opened the can of worms. Hey, all you gay motherfuckers, I'm sorry. You don't have
I'm
to call me in.
Old.
Hey,
I'm
you don't have to call
old.
Me in and start with this bullshit.
I'm 12
I'm
years
sorry.
Old. I'm Howie.
I'm sorry you motherfuckers heard me say, don't let this little boy go to some fucking drag queen.
I'm the little boy. I'm the little boy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm the little boy.
Dude,
why
I'm,
are you
okay,
yelling?
Okay, good. You want to be gay? Be gay. I don't care. I don't care. I'm glad for you. I'm happy you can make that decision. I'm happy your brother or dad, whoever it is, let you make it. Make that decision. If you want to be gay, make the decision and be gay. Don't come on my show talking that shit, though, because I don't want
to
hear
I
it.
I just wanted to say hi to you. I just want to say
fuck
hi to you.
Fuck you. I don't
want to
say
anything.
Hi to you.
Fuck you. You're an old ass.
Hey, well, 945. Oh, he gone. 631. These motherfucking gay motherfuckers. Hey,
well,
631, what's up?
Let that motherfucker go, bud. Let that motherfucker
hey,
go.
Hey, all of them, man. They ain't going to do The next show, I'm liable to get these gay motherfuckers calling me and trying to tell me blah, blah, blah. I wasn't trying to open no gay can of worms unless this motherfucker that called in with the problem is gay his fucking self and had something to do with the shit.
I think that might be true. I think that's what was going on, but
what I'm saying, man, that's how shit go, man. I didn't know that shit when he called. I started to tell him I didn't want to talk about that shit, but I tried to be cool, too, and talk about it with him. But now all his fucking girlfriends is calling me, and, oh, you old bastard, I'm the little boy. Oh, fuck, man, go be a goddamn faggot if that's what you want to be.
That's it.
Cause did you hear me tell him not to do it?
Mm-hmm. No, you tell him whatever you want to do. You tell him whatever you want
to
do.
That's what I'm saying, man. So why are they calling in? I didn't say it's bad to be gay. I said ain't no way in the fuck I'm going to be gay. Mm-hmm. So I ain't got nothing to talk to no gay motherfucker about. Why they don't understand that? Fucking ass. So safe, bro. Good talking to you. 716, what's going on? Oh, that's Paul again.
I think that was the same person calling from different numbers or some old bullshit.
Could be that, man, but you know. Hey, man, that's some of the shit you got to deal with when you do this shit. You know,
yeah.
I remember when Sinful, rest in peace, me and him had some problems. I had for like 7 months motherfuckers calling in, just talking and doing, saying all kind of crazy fucking shit in his defense. But, you know, I'm prepared for the bullshit, man. But anyway, you guys, hey, Paul, be cool. I'm finna go. I got shit to do. And I'm telling you, I got fish to fry. And I want you guys to know, I'm finna stay down, telling you.